Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are you talking to yourself or is this from some movie I've never seen? Oh, okay. Sorry.
Have you seen The Godfather, yeah, I hope?
Once or twice.
It's Mike Shope.
I did not see it until my 30s, but then I became obsessed with it.
And the Bulldog.
I've never been obsessed with it, so I don't know it well enough to have picked up on that.
I did not care for The Godfather.
What?
Did not care for The Godfather.
I don't think it's a movie where it's like, oh, it's good. Godfather, yeah, I saw it. That was good. It was good. The Godfather, I saw that. I liked it. Like that's just sort of, you didn't really see it.
I'm not in the way of it being an all-time great. I never got obsessed with it.
Explain yourself. What didn't you like about it?
It insists upon itself.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
It's not personal. It's strictly business.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. Open phones this hour, 803-0550. Bulldog is back in his attic today after a string of seven or more straight days in here, or shows, weekdays. You are then unable to see that here in the studio today, I am at present mid-channel change.
Oh, well, good luck with that.
We only have that here, where you can change the channel and then some undetermined, undefined period of time exists. And then the channel you want comes on. We're in the middle of that right now. It's like the eclipse. We're in the, you know, we're in totality, channel changing totality right now.
And God save you if you're off by a digit.
You're off by a digit. It's going to be another hour.
Just got to do the whole process over again.
You're just trying to turn on some golf. You end up at Bonanza or Gunsmoke. One little misclick and a lot can be different. A lot can change. I was talking to, before I go into this, we spent most of the first hour on the draft. The draft is a month away. The Sabres play at home tonight. Their season is almost over. They have a slim chance at the playoffs, but I want to make sure listeners know, if you want, like the Sabres are worthy of conversation right now. I mean, they always are, but it's not like we have a Bills game tonight or really
right.
Like
right.
There's a hockey game tonight, and I'm sure a lot of fans have thoughts on just sort of where they go from here without wanting to just necessarily dismiss the playoff look, but you almost can. I was thinking about Eric Comrie and just like maybe what it's like to be Eric Comrie right now.
Yeah.
I mean, they are barely in a race. I respect that you're in it until you're out.
Mm-hmm.
But they call up Levi, a prospect, to play over you in Vancouver, West Coast, and you lost anyway. And now he's been kept around for another week and a half and counting in case they want to use him again.
Right. They have Friday, Saturday coming up. I think right after this, they play New Jersey Friday, and I don't know who Saturday is, but it's another home game.
Toronto, maybe?
Yeah, that's right. It is. It's a Saturday night. as opposed to the afternoons they've had a few times recently, back-to-back weeks, one home, one away, Edmonton, and then on the road in Detroit last Saturday. So, yeah. And, you know, the point was made, like, the last time they had home back-to-backs, he played them. And then with travel, they haven't done it, and that's part of the reason Levi ended up on that trip out west and played in Vancouver, like you said. I think the thinking is I doubt that they have already committed to that they're going to use Levi Saturday, but they may want to. Might depend on how Friday goes to some extent.
Probably.
At least they. But yeah, what they're telling Eric Comrie is we're keeping this guy here in case we need another goalie to play on Saturday, and it's not going to be you. So like that's not a great place to be.
I mean, it's a tough business. I recognize.
Yep.
It's not youth sports where like everybody gets a shift or something. I know, but just like thinking about, yeah, it's not like Levi. I mean, Levi has done well in Rochester. We'll talk to Kevin Oklubja on Friday. It's been a long time, and just sort of get his take on some of the Rochester guys. There's an argument for bringing others of them up, isn't there? I mean, just to use these 10 games for that kind of an examination, or would you not do that yet?
No,
it's not as easy as it is.
Well,
saying
they've only got five. Once the deadline passes, the trade deadline a couple weeks ago passes, they've got five moves. They've used one to bring Levi on that trip. And that's probably part of the reason they didn't want to send him back down, only to bring him back for this weekend, because that would use another move. So they don't have an unlimited number of those. And I don't know how Rusek's being up here might even play into that, too. If that was injury-related, there's loopholes like emergency recalls and that kind of thing. Anyway, yeah, no, I would like to at some point. Even in the name of taking guys out of a playoff race in Rochester, you know, get Kulik a couple of games up here, maybe get Roseanne a couple of games up here. I don't know that the list is much longer than that of guys that I would want to see here. This isn't based on how they've played there and who deserves it, other than I know like Roseanne and Kulik have had, you know, they're the two hottest prospects I think down there. So that's why I led with them. I'd like to get a look at them, but I think they're waiting to not rush it. I'm not sure. There's only 10 games left.
There's only 10 games left.
Yeah.
Where are we at on Matt Savoy, by the way? He's still in the CHL, right?
He's like scored almost 2 points per game in the Western Hockey League this year. I think it's close to two, if not over 2 points a game. So it's gone exactly like you might have. I'm going to actually use the word feared it might go. Because doesn't that sound like maybe it's too easy? Right?
Well,
like it's just, it's great. You know, I'm not down. I wouldn't rather he be scoring 50% less. But it's a window into what he's up against and where he is at in his game as opposed to his competition. He's killing it.
So, I mean, he's another – that's not a bad thing. You know, you might feel like he didn't get the most out of this year because of that point.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
But you'll want him here when you get the chance. And do you know where they're at? Like, are they in their playoffs?
They're closing out the regular season, and the playoffs
Friday.
Should be coming. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I just was trying to read it and ask you at the same time. They begin Friday. Western Hockey League.
I know I've seen, like, you know, teams that have clinched and that, so I know it's close. So there you go, Friday.
Well, what are the odds then, like just guy by guy here? The odds that Savoy is on the Sabres next year, they're not bad. I mean, I know they have to make room and just sort of like there's got to be a spot. That was more the Kulik conversation after last year's AHL playoffs where people were so excited about him. Like there really wasn't the way they built it. There wasn't room for him, so he's been down there almost the entire season.
I would think if Savoy has the kind of camp, what happened to him this year? He looked great in development camp and got hurt at the end of that, and that wiped out most of his training camp. And then he hung around, played a little bit, like got in one game here, and then went back.
Yeah.
So I guess I can't say if he has that camp because this camp was kind of a washout. Kulik and Roseanne, having played now what will be 2 years in Rochester, should outrank him, but I would think those three guys are going to be competing for maybe a spot or two next fall on the Sabres. Savoy, Kulik, Rozan. Not to hopefully. Eliminate all others, but like, yeah, right, hopefully. But I don't know. I don't know how much room there will be. The difficulty in the style of player that they have so many of and what their roster already looks like is that there aren't offensive top six roles available enough. Like the sort of players they need to fill out their team next year aren't top six forwards. So what do you do? I mean, that leaves a third line open, and maybe you can, you know, finagle that, and that's where one of these guys ends up. But they're, to me, one of those guys, any one of those three names I just said, are not riding shotgun on a fourth line with Zemgus Girgensons and your name here at center. Or someone else on the wing. I mean, Kulik and Savoy can both play center. So I'm not sure how that puzzle's all going to fit together.
Man, and by the way, Kulik is the youngest of the three. Savoy is still in juniors, but he's older than Kulik.
It's the difference of coming from Europe versus coming from North America.
Kulik turns 20 in April. I don't know. I'm thinking ahead to the offseason and just what to do with it. Like, maybe there's a coaching change. Maybe there isn't. There could be a big trade. Maybe there isn't. What usually happens?
Not much.
It's like last offseason was unusual for you had at the same time, okay, this team made a big jump. They were 1 point out of a playoff spot. And they are very young. So your logical reaction to that would be like only go up from there, which in sports does not always happen and did not happen for the Sabres. But I was tempted, I'm sure a lot of people were, and a lot of people probably would have slammed the door in your face if you were like this. I was tempted last offseason to think about winning big. So many good young players. And everybody gets better. It's not going to be everybody. You get goaltending right somehow, and you have easily a playoff team. Like, look at the talent. And what happened? I mean, their goal scoring fell off a cliff.
They got the goaltending kind of right,
even though
they thought of, but it still it worked. I mean, one of the guys they were planning on came through.
Even though they got the goaltending right, they still probably in the end won't really have come that close, or certainly as close as last year. So now what? I mean, I think it's exactly the same. The other side of that, by the way, was 12 years in a row without a playoff team. So that's why somebody wants to slam the door on you, because like who are you to talk like that when you're talking about a team?
We're all set over here, right?
You know, like they were. It was 12 years ago when they even made it last. So now it's 13 if they miss. And won't it look the same? Won't it be the same mostly? Except for that you have a year where they came backwards. And you want to, I don't know, what choices do you have? Only trades, I guess, when you look at Thompson or Cousins. Anybody else for that? Just where you go, man, what are the takeaways from this? Like, oh, maybe I don't have a perennial all-star in Thompson like I thought I might. A year ago. Maybe I don't have, exactly the kind of player you want at the top of your team, your depth chart, your team, and Cousins, like I hoped that I might. I thought that maybe I did. You know, you have to, I think you need to evaluate them a little bit more critically than most of us did a year ago.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And I think, kind of like how Paul responded the last time we posed this question to him about trades, like, tell me what it is. I don't want to sound like Kevin Adams here, but I think you got to listen on anything here. Like if anything that we don't see coming in the league is brewing, if there's some star player somewhere who's miserable, I don't know. A lot of people that listening right now might be thinking of a guy playing in Buffalo tonight for Ottawa in Brady Tkachuk. Now he already signed a contract. His brother did this in Calgary. Like he said, I'm out. I mean, he signed, but it was a sign and trade. Like, he signed under the understanding he's being shipped to Florida. He signed that contract the same day that trade happened. Tkachuk already has the big deal with Ottawa. So he committed there. But, you know, at some point, we lived through Jack Eichel, and Ottawa is some version of the Sabres. Like, they're loaded with guys. Goaltending completely undid them this year. They also had injuries to some of those key guys, but they've got this stable of guys, and they just can't. They just can't get it together. I mean, the Sabres and Senators are the Spider-Man meme to some extent. And if Tkachuk, if that's all hands on deck, what do I got to do type of trade? Nobody's untouchable. Anybody that can be moved that doesn't have a say in the matter, i.e. a no-move clause, all right, I'm listening. But that player, Tkachuk, has to want to force that, and I have no idea if he wants to. All I see is people speculating about it because Jack Eichel did it and his brother did it. That doesn't mean he's going to end up there, but that's the kind of guy. That's what I mean when I say something you don't see coming happening. If it starts to get uncomfortable there and he sounds like he'd be open to that in some way, or we start hearing from Elliot Friedman that he might be open to it, then I'm calling.
You're calling, but at the risk of being too cynical, it's not the Sabres. I mean, like that, they're like the last team that fit. They're the Senators,
right? Does he want to? Would he want to come?
No, here? your whole point of forcing your way out of a team like that,
right,
is
right,
to go to a team like Florida,
right?
And just like the Sabres, shouldn't he? I don't know. I don't want to say they shouldn't bother, but yeah, when have the Sabres ever been that team? They were for a minute. I mean, they were.
Yeah.
And they just didn't last.
Yeah. I don't know how Florida was good, but I mean, they were also getting laughed at. But that was the expansion draft, so that's, you know, that's already 5 years ago now.
Marchessault.
Yeah.
Well.
They were a little bit of a laughing stock. Tkachuk changed that entire thing.
Okay.
Up there.
Okay.
So
it's Florida. It's
yeah
cheaper.
Yeah.
to live
right,
there.
Right. I'm just not so sure that Florida outranks. It's not Colorado. Is all I'm
okay.
Saying. At the time of the trade, they are certainly are now. I mean, they're elite.
They are elite. Ottawa in town tonight. They, they're worth mentioning when we're going sort of a little bit. Looking back on last offseason for what they did in goal, they have struggled badly to keep pucks out of their net. 29th in right. the league in goals against, 31st in penalty kill, by the way, and goaltending contributes to that. So that's kind of been the story of their right. season on
and
the ice.
Korpisalo was their move. They signed him to a pretty significant contract in free agency, and he's been pretty much a disaster.
On that happy note, you like to bring up, we have a couple minutes here, you like to bring up what you're watching on television, and in those conversations more often lately I'll be like, I'm not watching anything, I'm watching cooking shows.
Mm-hmm.
the World Curling Championships, women's just ended, men start this weekend. But I got talked into Love is Blind, Bulldog.
Okay.
You've probably never seen it, but I bet you know, at least you could pretty much guess what it is.
The most recent thing I saw about Love is Blind is someone who I think fairly highly of, respectability-wise, is saying something on Twitter to the effect of, if I ever made fun of you for getting hooked on this show, I'm sorry.
Oh, somebody you respect got into it, maybe.
Yes.
Mina Kimes on her podcast talks about Love is Blind.
Okay.
They do even like a lot. Like it's a
yeah.
It's a big
yeah,
show.
I don't know. I have no idea if it's a game show, if it's some version of The Bachelor.
Well, guess.
Or if it's a sitcom.
Guess. I believe you'll get it. I believe if you just take a wild guess by the title Love is Blind, you will get it.
It's a game show bachelor type thing where people choose to go on dates with people that they have not seen.
Exactly right.
Okay. So it's like The Masked Singer for sex.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what okay. they call it. That's what the
that's the subtitle. Love is Blind, The Masked Singer for
That's what
sex.
It says on the VHS box. Yeah, you just have a bunch of men, a bunch of women. I'm watching the first season, so if this show has evolved, and there's a chance that it has not, where they just sort of talk to each other blindly, and then they hook up, and they made the plan. The premise is they get married in a month, and they propose. I saw this, it was the second or third episode of the first season, and there were four or five proposals.
Wow!
In a week, less than a week, crazy, right?
No, I mean, it's TV.
Crazy.
No, it's completely normal for me. I don't know.
But I am not. It has been a long time since I've really sort of watched a show. And so last night was a chance. Wife and kids go to bed. I don't even remember what I put on. Then this morning, I was home alone and doing some things, playing with the dog, whatever. And then at noon, which is almost when I'm leaving to come here, I remembered, oh, I forgot. This is what I forgot everybody already in a couple of weeks. That, oh, yeah. Too much time went by for me to just sort of get right back into it. But I still, eventually I did, watched a couple more. So
you were able to follow along. You weren't lost.
I'm on a personal 7-day trial with, or whatever.
Gotcha.
3-week trial with Love is Blind. I mean, it's.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Way softened on watching stuff that... Let me put it this way. I'm 90 minutes to 2 hours... 6 days a week on the bike in the basement. That's a lot of time, and everything is not going to be Citizen Kane.
Oh.
So I'm right now into season 4 or 5 of a show that when I started it, I immediately thought, oh, there's no way no way. It's just too cheesy, too something. But this is a show I don't even want to say the name of it. I wouldn't suggest it to anyone. When we talked to Trista, I'd be like, oh, I'm watching this. But it's perfectly fine for the bike. I'm not ever going to watch it in the living room. It meets the criteria for the bike. It looks okay. I'm interested in the characters now after all this time. I've watched, 30 or 40 episodes of it. I'm in. But I know what I'm watching. I know what I'm watching isn't that good. I would not want to put my name on, go watch this
you
show.
Won't say it.
But I'm just killing time. I need something.
You really can't name it.
It's called Justified. I don't know how current
All right, here
it is.
We go. Here
I
we
don't
go.
Even know what network it was on. But it's about this sort of very cliche, stereotypical Southern U.S. Marshal. And so there's lots of shooting, and there's Oxy, and it's rural Kentucky, and whatever, it's fine.
But I'm not here to judge. Yeah, nobody that brings up Love is Blind should be judging Justified.
Okay, that's right. That's why I'm not judging you for Love is Blind. Because
deal.
I'm watching stuff that I think 5 years ago I would have shoveled into a landfill.
Looked
at it.
Handshake emoji.
Right.
We want to put it out there. This is what we're watching these days.
Right.
You know, when sports is not on. Sports. That's usually what we would rather watch.
I am also watching with my wife, although it's one episode at a time, and the newest one doesn't come until Friday, but an Apple TV original called Manhunt, which is about the Lincoln assassination.
Yes.
Which is, this is a show I would recommend. It's extremely well done, really interesting, historical, and turns out about an event that I embarrassingly don't know a lot about.
Okay.
And so I'm really enjoying that.
Are you fact-checking it?
I am not, but I'm close.
Is it a docudrama?
I'm not sure how it's classified. I don't know how historically accurate they're trying to be.
Yes.
Therefore, I'm not sure. That's what I mean. Like, I don't know if anything's wrong yet.
Well, if he survives,
right?
You can ask questions. You can start to ask questions.
We're already through that. I mean,
they got that out of the way.
The first episode, that's where it starts.
803-0550. I, by the way, saw what I considered an outrageous claim about this weekend in sports, and I want to run it by you. 5 o'clock for Chris Trapasso, Sabres pregame at 6 here on WGR.
Just sitting down talking with whoever we bring in, making sure that we're on the same page, because you can talk about the X's and O's as much as you want, but if the quarterback and the receiver or tight end aren't seeing eye to eye, it doesn't matter if he's at the right depth. It doesn't matter. Like, you got to make sure that body language is speaking to us. You know, you're giving me your eyes when you want the ball. I'm putting it in a certain spot on a certain route. Little things like that take a while.
Josh Allen with some words on a show called The QB Room right there. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. Lines are open for you, 803-0550. Talking a lot of NFL draft, and we got another Sabres game tonight. Their status here, 10 games to go. Give us a call if you want. Here's a little trivia question. Mm-hmm. Only four possible answers, so it's not that hard. What was the one?
Feels like a setup now.
Yeah, we'll see if you get it. I would not have. I'll tell you right now. What one AFC West team was the one to go over its preseason win total last year?
It's not the Chiefs, I don't think.
Or else why would I ask you?
Well, I know they were below the Bills, and so they didn't win more than 11, and I have a hard time believing their number was much lower than that. So I'm ruling them out.
Okay.
I'll rule out I'm going to say it was Denver.
Raiders.
Oh, well.
Denver would have had, what did they go?
You eight said, and nine, I think.
Eight
I
and just, nine?
Yeah, I was looking at it during yesterday's triumphant, very special late night.
Say that again. We'll see if we can get Bulldog to say that. We'll see if we can get Bulldog to say that again. Denver was 8-9, but they would have had, apparently, I didn't remember this, seems right, enough hype that their win total would have been at least 8.5. Most of the time, these totals include a fraction, so you're either going to win or you lose. Bulldog is back.
Sorry, I glitched on you there. Yeah.
What were you watching?
I mentioned how I looked at Denver's record. You said, what was Denver's record last year? I guess Denver for an AFC West team that went over, that they're 8-9. I was looking at their record yesterday during a very successful special late night edition of Reverse AFC Power.
Yes, that was what was on it late at night.
That's what yesterday was.
The Raiders were 8-9 as well, and their total was 7.5.
Okay.
So that's a division where, like, the Bills are playing Kansas City again because both teams finished first. That last game in Miami, not only did it mean home field and the 2 seed and everything, it also meant that Kansas City, which, you know, I think was cooler before the playoffs, would play at the Bills in 2024. The Raiders end up in second place
at 8-9. So they'll play at Miami. The Broncos will play at the Jets, and the Chargers will play at the Patriots, the two last place teams. But Kansas City's win total was 11.5, and they went 11-6.
Okay.
Which, how do you win the Super Bowl and not clear your preseason over-under? Is this the only kind of team where that would be possible? Like, if a team...
What was the Bills' number last year?
10.5.
They were only 10.5.
That's okay. Another thing that was decided in the last game of the season in Miami. The over-under on the win total for the season. Because that was on the line there. Yes. 10.5. But what kind of achievement is it to not clear your... Well, the other way you could do it is like a team like Pittsburgh last year wins it all somehow. Or if Green Bay, maybe. I don't know what their number was, but Green Bay was only 9-8. And they were a little bit close to going all the way. A little bit. Like, they kind of had the Niners.
They hung with the Niners. Yeah, that's right. They had
or Detroit.
The Niners,
Detroit really had the Niners. Sorry. Yeah. Green Bay had a chance.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Detroit was up big in that game. Sorry.
That's better. Yeah. No, that's right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a... I mean, the Chiefs get so much respect that their number's going to be that high. So that's one way it can happen. They lost one more game than people thought they would, but were still excellent and found a way in the playoffs. My God. They are so annoying, and they're not going away.
Well, I mean, you'd probably think they get better.
Right.
Like, they just took home two titles. Especially this one, without being... I mean, they were a good team defensively, but whatever. they lost to Detroit, Denver, Philadelphia, Green Bay, Buffalo, and the Raiders. And then won their last six, including a championship. AFC East, while we're on this, AFC East win totals for this year. They're not always fractions. The Bills are at 10.5 again. Second year in a row, that's their number, 10.5. Miami is at 10. And that I would bet against. Am I getting too cocky on that? Like, I think I maybe gave them too much or more respect than consensus last year, and they started off so well, and now this year I feel like I'm not even taking them that seriously at all.
Yeah, that team only winning 9 games would be pretty surprising to me, I would say.
Really?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah. Yeah, I think what is that to say? Like, I might like 10 as their most likely win total. So it's only one fewer. I mean, I know it's football. I mean, anything can happen there. But yeah, I think you're being kind of harsh on Miami. I mean, I can see it. Why? I mean, right? They have lost guys, and even some of the guys that they lost late last year. I don't know, like, is Bradley Chubb going to be ready at the beginning of the year? I'm not sure. So they might be waiting for guys. They've got a Tua situation to sort out at some point. Maybe trying to figure out how to pay Jalen Waddle if they are inclined to do that. But Tua is the thing that's on the front burner because it's time. And, you know, there's no word on any progress there or anything. So that could mess them up because so much of what helped them break through when McDaniel got there was him getting Tua right, like emotionally and mentally, like sort of stabilizing him and enhancing his positives and just really working on him from that standpoint. And if they're reluctant, like if it's rocky here trying to get to an agreement on a contract extension, a lot of that could get undone in the kid's head, I would think. I mean, that can mess with you. If you think, like, I've performed at this level, I should be paid commensurate with these guys, and Miami's over there going, yeah, we think it's our coach's system. That could be tough for the kid.
Well, look, that's all right, and we've had numerous examples over the years. Here's what usually happens or is right in these conversations. We both know what they should do, and that's not pay him $50 million a year. Mm-hmm. So what are your alternatives? You either lose him and you start over with someone else, or you make a deal for half that or something that works, but still he's your quarterback. What usually is right in these situations? That the team shouldn't do it, and then they do it anyway, and they regret it. That's the Giants.
Right.
The Giants, it's a complete joke to everybody except the Giants the whole time that they would have paid Daniel Jones that contract. Nobody thought that that was a good idea except the Giants, who might have themselves not even thought it was a good idea, but felt had no choice.
Right.
So there have been lots of these over the years. The Bears get out of Fields. The Bears only get out of Fields because Carolina was so bad. Because if they have the ninth pick, well, they're not trading Justin Fields for a sixth. Like, they're not trading him for anything.
No, they're probably still going. Yeah, they're picking up the fifth
totally.
Option and crossing their fingers.
Totally. Yeah. So yeah. That was a special one because they had a rare opportunity to get an amazing prospect, so they took it. But usually you get to this point with overall middling quarterback play, and you get that pressure, and teams usually succumb to it. And how often are they right in doing that? What does Miami want? Does Miami want to be relevant? I mean, okay, that's something. That's not worth $50 million on one player.
No.
If you have a great offensive coach, you could be relevant without him.
So all that this and other stuff could undo them, but like you're saying, they'll probably get something done that they end up regretting because he's not good enough to push them through Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and CJ Stroud and like everybody else that looks a cut above at the position. But they're still with him and Hill and Waddle and the rest of it in that scheme. They'll be good enough to win 10 or 11 games, I think.
803-0550, Chris Trapasso at 5 here on WGR. Mike Schoben, the Bulldog. Sabres home to Ottawa tonight. Pregame in just over an hour. CBS Sports draft analyst Chris Trapasso makes his regular appearance every Wednesday with us coming up in about 10 minutes, talking about the LSU Pro Day and certain prospects he thinks are the most interesting with the Bills in mind. Here is Derek next. Hi, Derek.
Hi, fellas. How are you guys doing today?
Good, Derek. Thank you for calling.
I'm just calling in regards to, I hope I'm completely wrong, but I honestly feel like this Bills defense and the Bills team in general might not even make the playoffs next year. I'm just being honest. I feel like the defense regressed a little bit. I mean, what do we really have for a pass rush, right? We got Russo, Vaughn, A.J. Epenesa. Now, has Rousseau even had a season where he's got 10 sacks or more? Epineza, he's never, I mean, he flashed a little bit last year. Mm-hmm. Our D tackles, I'm concerned there. I love our linebacking core, and I feel like Sean could put anyone at corner and they could be pretty good. But that defense really scares me. That D line, you know, D tackle, pass rush. I really hope that they nail the draft. With the 11 picks that they have, I think they're going to need all those 11 picks. But I'm concerned. Do you guys see them missing the playoffs, or do you think I'm totally?
It happens, totally, but I wouldn't predict it. I mean, you're basically, it's mostly the defense that they had last year, and they finished fourth in the league in points allowed. Right? Like, how you're naming minus guys who were on the team.
They lost Leonard Floyd. And that was that was a significant player for them. So they're going to have to find those sacks somewhere. I guess they're hoping, Rousseau and Epinesa break through a little more, or that Von Miller gives them anything at all. But there's going to be another, there'll be another player there still. They may, you know, I don't love this idea, but I'm also not ready to riot over it. They could draft Chop Robinson at 28. There's another edge guy.
Yeah, I mean, there are. If you had a different attitude about it, you could easily name reasons why they'd get better. Milano, you know, playing more than 4.25 games for starters. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
It's in the range of outcomes. I mean, it could happen, but I wouldn't predict it either.
They'll be, minus 400 or better to make the playoffs? So it's not like they're going to be predicted to miss, but you're saying you think they could. Of course they could. I don't think it really so much comes down to their defensive line anyway. It'll come down to Allen. If Allen has another MVP caliber year, they'll definitely be in the playoffs. I think that's probably right. So for me, like, that question maybe starts with whether we think he will. And that's maybe why so much attention is being paid to receiver with this draft, and less defense. But some on defense, it might be realistic that they pick an edge rusher in the first round, or a safety, as has been discussed. I've got money on it. Heck, I want to see it. I'll get my receivers on Friday. Maybe plural like that. Receivers. That's probably not going to happen. They have one pick.
I'm waiting to remind you they don't have a third.
Nobody can pick two players with one pick. That's never happened. No. All right. Thank you, Derek. Back with Chris Trapasso on the draft after sports here on WGR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.